If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out. Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you are listening to God, Sex, and Love. Your daily dose of inspiration and juice. Happy Monday, everyone. Happy Monday. It is November the 28th, 2022, and today the topic is Stay Ready. I hope that you all had a wonderful weekend. Mine was just fine. Those of you all that follow me on social media, you may have already got a sneak peek at my weekend. And yeah, man, it was nice overall. Long story short, Saturday, the old Happy Says crew, we spread a little Christmas cheer around our home. And, you know, we kind of spruce things up and put up a tree and decorated the fireplace and just the living room area and little dining area. And yeah, it just was really nice. That morning, basically I went to go pick up some items or whatever. Shout out to my mom and Inspirational Outreach, being a ongoing supporter of not only me, but GSL and of course her grandson and everything like that. And so, yeah, thanks to the resources that she provided, we went to go stock up on some treats and things for my son. And while I was doing that, you know, I decided to just go ahead and pick up a few items and everything to, you know, again, spruce up our home. And I want to say, if I'm not mistaken, you know, all together, everything was maybe about $100-something. But I think just the Christmassy things alone was less than that. It's just that some of the money was, you know, for NJ's things. But either way, I say not bad for, you know, this was our first time actually putting forth any effort to decorate our home for Christmas. We already had a tree because our mother-in-law, my mother-in-law gave it to us a long time ago. It was just sitting in the attic. We just never used it or put it up. So we finally did this year. I guess there was a few things that kind of led me to do that. I just was like, you know, I was noticing that throughout the year, NJ was talking about Christmas and stuff like that. And I think it's because of those shows that he can watch on YouTube and everything. But yeah, I just was like, okay, he's old enough. He knows things about Christmas now. So you know, I think we should do something. And it was nice. It was nice. I mean, sprucing up our home was one thing. And then starting to do the Christmassy stuff. I played Christmas music the whole time. And he just seemed to really enjoy himself. And once the tree was done, he put the star on and we turned it on and everything like that. Just the joy on his face was just, it was worth every penny and everything like that. And you know, so to God be the glory for, you know, family time and everything like that. So that's what Saturday looked like. Sunday, you know, we went to church and everything. Got a good word in. NJ got some good time with him and, you know, to fellowship with him and the kids his age and whatnot. And I even took some time to volunteer, I guess you would say, or to serve. I took some time to serve at the church. So I went to one service and then I served at a another service and whatnot, just getting my feet wet with a position. It was the what do they call it? Like the, not say hostess position, but kind of like a person to greet new people and that type of thing. So it seemed like it might be a good position for me. We'll see, because I feel like, you know, I'm being tugged over there to the children's ministry and whatnot. So we'll see. We'll see what the Lord do and where he puts me and whatnot, or if I just do a little bit of everything. We'll see. But yeah, so that's pretty much what the day looked like and everything. And so a little sneak peek at my weekend. But let's get into the juice, y'all, because we can talk more about the weekend later. I think I got a little something special I want to share with you all for those that watch live. So Stay tuned. Anyway, y'all like, what she got going on? That looked real sneaky and suspicious, huh? Yeah, just a little something to show y'all. Anyway, so how did I get to this topic today? Stay ready. Well, first of all, can I just say for the record, I don't know if it was because we was doing a little housework or whatever the case is, but my body feels sore, like I've been working out. Okay, and I ain't been working out. I've just been sprucing up the house, running back and forth, doing a little, did a little this and a little that, but not like no strenuous workout. But my legs and everything been feeling sore, so I don't know what's up with that. But anyway, random. So I don't know if that goes with anything, but basically, last night, I was asleep and then I woke back up. And I must have woke up around, let me see, 12:35. Okay. I made a note of that. I'm like, okay, I'll look up 12:35 and I try to go back to sleep. So I go back to sleep. Then I wake up again around 2:53, 2:53. 2:53. And I'm like, okay. I'm gonna make a note of that and then, try to go back to sleep. But eventually, at some point, I couldn't necessarily go back to sleep. And so, I started working on a project. Like, I ended up seeing something on social media that reminded me of something that I wanted to do. And I started working on that and I got some little prototypes together. So, I mean, okay. Since you're watching me or listening to me, I'll go ahead and let y'all know because maybe by the time y'all hear it, then I have the link. Just be on the lookout for the link. But basically, I designed some Christmas pajamas, some Christian Christmas pajamas. Because there was an idea that came into my heart and mind a few weeks ago. And I haven't talked to my husband about us getting some Christmas pajamas. And I saw some that we were looking at, but I'm like, man, they just a bit expensive out of the budget. And then I designed some, which I'm like, I don't know if it's in people's budgets or not, but it's the site that I'm using to put the design on controls the prices. So that's one thing to keep in mind. But I did design some, and if you again follow me on social media, I posted it on my Facebook page. But hopefully I'll be posting it elsewhere once I get the link and everything like that. So be on the lookout for that, y'all. Be on the lookout. If you guys want some faith-based Christmas pajamas, you know what I'm saying? So I did that this morning, and then by the time I did all of that, it was pretty much time for me to wake up. I heard my alarm, and so I listened to the prayer meditation, and then I started to read the verses centered around the times that I woke up. And y'all, I just got confirmation that we need to stay ready. We need to stay ready, y'all. That's what I received today through the verses that I came across based on those times, and it was confirmed again when I read the Strong's Concordance. So y'all can look up all of that on your own, but let me share with you guys these verses that I felt led to share. So, the first verse that I came across this morning, again, like I said, I woke up at 12:35 last night. So this is the verse. Luke 12:35 says, "Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes." So this is it's not the KJV version, but I think it's like the ESV version or something like that. But either way, it was very significant reading that this morning. And then I think as I was writing it down, I was like envisioning this scenario. And I'm just imagining, like, if I've been on some travels and whatnot, right? And I come back and my wait staff or whatever the case is, my butlers, or let's just say this is a season where we're not opening our own doors because of the locks or whatever the case is, and I get home and not only is the lamp light, the light left on for me, right? Like that, what was that, Motel 8, or is it what? Whatever the hotel that leaves the light on for you. So not only is the light left on for me, but my servant is ready. They got the door ready to open as soon as I arrive. Like, that's some good service. You know what I mean? I think all of us can appreciate good service. And it's not even just about this idea of master and slave, because we know that, you know, unfortunately, yes, that system has been tainted and everything like that. And that's on a whole nother level to get into that. But let's just talk about jobs. Okay, let's just talk about jobs and talk about people that are ready and people that are like glad to be in their position and, you know, do their job well. Like, that's what I feel like this is about. You know, I imagine that I could really appreciate somebody in that position that does their job well and is ready for me to arrive. You know what I mean? So just like we would appreciate that type of service, I believe that the Lord wants us to be just like that. You know, now again, this whole stay ready thing can be on several levels, because I mean, in my mind, I haven't taken my little promo photo yet at this present moment, but y'all, by the time y'all see this, y'all probably see the promo image or whatever. I'm thinking about, you know, posing like a fight, because we in a battle, you know what I'm saying? you know, stay ready. I mean, that phrase is said all the time, stay ready so you ain't gotta get ready, blah, 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 you know what I mean? But do we do that? Are we doing that with the things of God? Are we ready for God to arrive right now? That is the question. That is the question. And, only you know the answer for yourself, you know, and everything like that. But according to this, what I'm receiving this morning, the Lord is telling us to stay dressed and ready for action. Okay. Psalm 53:2 is what I came across this morning. Again, I woke up at 2:53, but it was switched around in this verse, but here it is. It says, God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that that did understand, that did seek God. So the Lord is looking down right now and wondering, you know, he's looking to see who is seeking him. He's looking to see, you know, if there's any that are that understand this message of staying ready and is seeking him and waiting for him. Now, unfortunately, yeah, if you keep going, which it is in the Go Deeper section, Psalm 53, you can read the entire thing. If you keep going, the verses after that pretty much say that, you know, we ain't ready. Now, maybe it was for that particular season. Who knows? You know, everything like that. Y'all can break that down on your own. But I guess it shows what it looks like to not be ready. So again, y'all can go deeper with Psalm 53 and read that entire thing. But I believe that the main thing that was standing out this morning to share in this present time is that, one, we need to be staying ready. We need to be ready for action. You know, keep the lamps burning. All those different phrases. I don't know. Stay woke. Does this fit here? All those different phrases to be ready for the Lord and his return and be ready for service and all those different things. And then know that God is looking and seeing if you are ready. You know, he's looking to see if you are doing just that. So just something to keep in mind, y'all. Here's a couple more verses that I came across this morning. Matthew 24:42 says, therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. And that was reiterated several times. I saw that verse several times as I was looking this morning. So, all right, you know, I guess it's telling us today that we don't know the day nor the hour. I mean, it could be right now, could be in a few minutes, could be tomorrow. I don't know. And I don't think anybody knows. It literally says here that you do not know. But because you don't know, you need to be staying ready, right? And like this first verse said again, stay dressed for action. You know, keep your lamps burning. So it's not up to us or for us to know when. It shouldn't matter when. It's just what matters is, are you ready? You know, nothing else to say there. Let me keep going, y'all. John 14:6. Now, this is going to be a little bit controversial, but it stood out to me this morning to share. So here it is. It says, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. this is controversial because I understand that there's a lot of different beliefs out here, you know, and everything like that. You guys can, you know, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. But for those that read the Bible and believe what the Bible says, this is what it says, and we got to stand on that. And it stood out me to share this morning. I mean, you know, does it go hand in hand with this conversation talking about stay ready? Well, perhaps if we, because we need to know who we're ready for. We need to know who we are, who we trust in, and everything like that. We can't be again swayed by any little idea and thing, and getting distracted by all the different options that are available. Because according to this, if you're going to believe any aspect of the Bible, is telling us that there is no other way. And so therefore, again, as controversial as that may be, I'm not making this up. This is in the Bible. So, and I believe that the Bible is the inspired word of God. And so from my understanding, God is letting us know that there is no other options. All the other options that are currently available are null and void because they are not accurate or the truth. Because this says, I am the way, the truth. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So there you go with that. But look, y'all, Revelations 22 and 20, it says, he who testifies to these things says, truly, surely, I am coming soon. And then the author says, amen, come, Lord Jesus. They said that in those times, and plenty of people are saying that in these times today. I know that, you know, people are restless. I mean, you know, people see all the different things that are going on around us in the world. And, you know, there are plenty, I believe, of believers that are like, Lord, help us. When are you coming? Like, everything like that. Now, we understand that, again, he is not delaying anything. You know, everything is coming, happening in its proper time and everything like that. And we got to understand that, you know, again, the Lord wants all of us to repent. He wants all of us to come near and draw near to him. So, just as we needed time, like me, I needed some time to get through, you know, some things to get to this level where I am. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect or nothing like that. I'm just saying that, you know, it took me some time to get to this place to, like, you know, understand that, okay, I need to keep my life burning. I need to, you know, stay ready and awake, especially in this season. And it's like I'm just seeing so many things that is showing me that these verses are, you know, ringing true, that, you know, the Lord is soon to come and everything like that. And so just like we needed that grace, mercy, time, you know, other people need grace, mercy, and time as well. And so, yeah, that's just something to think about as we stay ready, because you can't get mad because somebody else ain't ready. Because when did you get ready? You know what I'm saying? How long did it take you to get ready? You know, so let's just keep that in our hearts and minds, fellow believers, you know, and pray for others, help others, you know, and everything like that. That's what we can do as we stay ready, on our end. And I do believe, now this is something that stood out to me, and I'm sharing it, but I'm only going to share it in the Go Deeper section. So I believe that this is for people that are probably fellow believers already, or people that want to go deeper and want to, you know, get a revelation from the Lord. Like, I feel like the verses in the Go Deeper section is just some information for us to peruse and let marinate on our hearts, souls, and minds. And I hope that it blesses you today, the verses in the Go Deeper section. But yeah, that's it, y'all. That is the juice this morning. I hope that you all, you know, enjoyed it and everything like that. The Bible verse of today is Hebrews 11 and 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow at the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Hello, charmers. Visit ttcboutique.com for the latest in fashion and accessories. Twice the charm, the source of women clothing.